As we're coming into the last few weeks of ordinary time, it is towards the end of the liturgical calendar. And so we'll hear different things the next few weeks about life and death, and especially what we have happened the last couple days with All Hallows Eve, All Saints Eve, All Saints Day, All Souls. We talk about the different things in the readings, especially Revelation. And then we begin very quickly, actually, in Advent, the new cycle of our year. Now, the readings this evening, I'd like to speak from our first reading in Wisdom. Again, in the book of the Wisdom Books, and a perfect name of it. And then in St. Luke's, the Gospel according to St. Luke with Jesus and Zacchaeus. And to do so, I want to do this, and maybe I've said something similar before, but I really love thinking of just the spectrum of God that's beyond our minds. Like God, there's no beginning, no end. And we know some thoughts in our, you know, our theologians and philosophers over many, you know, thousands of years, but we don't. It's a paradox with who God is. So, for instance, we had in Wisdom, the first lines in it, our reading tonight. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance of a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. Now imagine your own brain, and if you know, you know, more into science than I do, or you know, some people get into the deep, I mean science, you're talking about how big is the universe, how many you know, light years away we are, where is there a boundary, is there a boundary, you know, all this philosophical thing, and then quantum physics, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But, I mean, even imagining that and then, and what God did. Another image, and maybe this helps, maybe I've said this one before, but have you seen the movie Men in Black? Right, they're the ones that had this, they're like the police for the aliens. And on one of the little cats, there's this, they have this whole universe and it's a little thing around the neck of the cat. And then at the end of the movie, towards the end, you see going this picture going backwards and backwards and backwards until our universe becomes like a marble that these aliens are playing with. Like that they are so big than us on our universe. Again, going from our the streets, part of the universe, or the Earth planets, going back to the moon, back to the sun, back and back and back and back and back, until again, we're just a marble. I thought that was just, for me, I like that type of image of, yeah, and according to them, we are just this marble. Where we heard in Wisdom how God, according to our whole universe, is a piece of dust. That's one thing, to just think how powerful God is. And now imagine in that same image that one of those little aliens or creatures could dive into that marble and go in the back direction to the planet with the MIBs, you know, Men in Black. Now that is paradox to me and curious, because Jesus is God and Jesus created the earth with the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Then he came to the world, and not only did he come to our side and our size, and he chose one person, Zacchaeus. One person in this story. Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. And Zacchaeus, I can't imagine thinking of Jesus, this person that he's going a sycamore tree to see him because he can't see it because of his height. And just there, going to his brain and think, who is this guy? Is he a prophet? Is he a teacher? Something has really pricked my conscience, and I want to try, ride up on a tree to see him. And he invites him and says, Zacchaeus, I'm going to go to your house. And then he responds with an answer. Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. Now, this paradox in our minds is two totally different ends. And there really is no end in God. In one way, he's omnipotent, meaning he has all-powerfulness, his supreme power, and has no limitations. Another big word, omniscience, meaning that he is all-knowing. Omnipresence, meaning that he is everywhere at the same time. And then you have Jesus. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. God and many people today think that he is just, this is called deism, that God is, he created us, but now he's out there light years away from us. But as Catholics and Christians, we don't believe that. We believe that, yes, the universe is just a dust for him. 1,000 years is just a second for him. And he still decides to stoop down to be with us in our heart. So what a paradox, and what a gift of God's love every day, for our day, every hour, every minute, every second, for you.